light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Happiness Files distills Arthur C. Brooks' best ideas on how to build a life that is both productive and deeply contented. Drawing on social science, philosophy, and years of teaching and writing about well-being, Brooks turns big concepts into practical steps that fit real schedules. The book treats happiness as a skill you can practice, not a mood that arrives by luck. It explains why work feels empty when it is only about status, how relationships are the ultimate asset, and how to train attention away from anxiety and envy. Each chapter is brief, focused, and grounded in research, with exercises you can try the same day. Whether you are navigating a career shift, trying to protect your time from digital noise, or simply seeking more meaning in ordinary routines, this guide offers a clear path to progress and a humane voice to keep you on track. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining happiness as daily practice, Brooks reframes happiness as a learned capability made of three parts that reinforce one another over time: enjoyment, satisfaction, and purpose. Enjoyment requires presence and savoring rather than more consumption. Satisfaction grows from making progress toward values-based goals and from earned success, yet fades quickly due to hedonic adaptation. Purpose steadies the system by tying effort to a mission that serves others. The book shows how to move from outcome obsession to process focus using simple systems: gratitude and savoring rituals, weekly reflection on wins, and values checklists that guide choices when pressure rises. You learn to retire if then thinking such as, "I will be happy if I get the promotion," and replace it with daily inputs you control. By measuring progress in actions taken rather than external results, you reduce anxiety while increasing competence. Over time, the compounding effect of small, consistent habits produces a durable form of well-being that is resilient to setbacks. Secondly, work as earned success and service. The book treats work as a primary arena for meaning, but only when you detach self-worth from status and redirect it toward contribution. Brooks explains earned success as the deep satisfaction that comes from creating value with your strengths in service of others. To cultivate it, design your week around high-impact tasks that use your signature strengths, protect deep work time, and set outcome-agnostic metrics such as hours of focused practice or customers helped. He warns against success addiction and the endless chase for prestige, which erodes joy and relationships. Practical tactics include crafting your job to increase time and flow, building recovery into the schedule, and setting bright line boundaries that prevent burnout. You also learn to reframe setbacks as data, run deliberate experiments to improve skills, and cultivate quiet ambition that prizes excellence over applause. When work becomes service rather than self-display, motivation grows steadier and results improve as a side effect. Thirdly, relationships as your greatest asset. Brooks argues that strong relationships are the most reliable engine of happiness, outpacing money, achievements, and comfort. The book offers a playbook for renewing bonds at home and at work. Replace contempt with warm-heartedness by choosing curiosity over judgment in conflict, and by practicing small acts of affection every day. Build a weekly ritual for connection, such as device-free dinners, standing calls with distant friends, or a shared Sunday walk. At work, invest in collegiality through generosity, praise in public, and disagreement without humiliation. The author encourages a social portfolio mindset. Blend family ties, friendships, community service, and mentorship, so no single relationship bears all the weight. Address loneliness with proactive outreach, structured volunteer roles, and shared projects that create mutual commitment. By turning relationships into a deliberate practice using time, attention, and service, you convert good intentions into reliable habits that protect mental health and amplify life satisfaction. Fourthly, mastering emotions and attention. Emotional skill is central to a happier life, and the book teaches practical methods to guide thoughts rather than be guided by them. Metacognitive tools include labeling emotions, cognitive reframing, and asking what useful message a feeling carries before choosing a response. Brooks blends insights from cognitive behavioral science with contemplative practices such as mindfulness or prayer, gratitude journaling, and negative visualization to reduce fear of loss. He shows how worry, envy, and anger feed on attention, then offers a plan to reclaim it. A media and social diet, scheduled news windows, and app fences that keep comparison and outrage from hijacking your mood. The reverse bucket list helps you list desires to release, freeing time for what matters. By training attention, you reduce noise, notice small joys, and recover faster from setbacks. Over weeks of practice, these methods raise your baseline mood and create mental space for purpose, love, and high-quality work. Lastly, transitions, midlife, and the second curve. Many readers meet the book at a moment of change, and Brooks offers a humane map for that terrain. He explains why early career advantages based on speed and novelty often give way to strengths in wisdom, teaching, and synthesis. Rather than clinging to a fading peak, you can move to a second curve by mentoring others, building teams, and focusing on problems that reward judgment over raw horsepower. The book urges a shift from self-expansion to service and transcendence, including practices that connect you to something larger than the self, such as community, faith, nature, or art. It addresses status withdrawal, identity drift, and the fear of becoming less relevant, then replaces them with concrete projects, new apprenticeships, and renewed family investment. By designing a portfolio of meaning that includes work, love, and service, you convert transitions into an advantage. The result is a calmer ambition and a richer form of success that lasts. In conclusion, The Happiness Files is for ambitious professionals, creators, leaders, caregivers, students, and anyone who senses that more achievement alone will not deliver a better life. It is also for people in transition who want a grounded plan rather than vague slogans. You will benefit because the book converts high-quality research and hard-won experience into clear actions you can start today. Rituals for gratitude and savoring, systems for focus and recovery, scripts for healthy disagreement, and tools to tame worry and envy. Choose this book over generic positivity guides because it connects heart and head. It respects data, honors purpose, and never loses sight of relationships as the core of a good life. By applying its simple, repeatable practices, you invest in skills that compound: better attention, deeper bonds, steadier motivation, and a clearer sense of meaning. That is a return no trend can match. If you would like to support Arthur C. Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nar Tree, better life.